Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Nikolai Mew, remember him? He's from the Apple River stabbing incident that we talked about. Gosh, this was like spring of this year, and now we're into nearly fall. He was convicted in the fatal stabbing of a teen during a violent encounter in the Apple River and was sentenced just this last week now to 20 years for that crime, along with lesser sentences for injuring 4 other victims that will be served at the same time. Nikolai Mew was convicted by the St. Croix County jury for the murder of 17-year-old Isaac Schumann and the stabbings of 4 additional victims during the incident, which took place on the river in July of 2022. At the time of the verdict, St. Croix County District Attorney Carl Anderson said Wisconsin state statutes call for a recommended sentence of up to 60 years for first-degree reckless homicide, while each of the four first-degree reckless endangerment convictions carries a recommendation sentence of 7.5 years in prison, plus another 5 of supervision. On Wednesday, Judge R. Michael Waterman said a 45-year sentence was at the upper end of his options. After explaining the factors that went into his decision, the judge handed down a sentence of 20 years for the count of first-degree reckless homicide, along with 6 years of supervised release. Mew was credited for 2 years already served, meaning he'll be 72 years old when he's eligible for release. Wisconsin no longer allows consideration for parole after a person has served 2/3 of a sentence. Sentences for the stabbing of 4 others range from 5 to 6 years and will be served concurrently at the same time as the homicide sentence. Waterman said his decision was made to balance the series of very poor decisions Mew made that day with the otherwise productive life he's lived and the positive impact he's made with friends and his community. The downward departure represents punishment for what he did, but that also recognizes who he is and the circumstances of his crime, Judge Waterman told the courtroom. Mew was led into the packed St. Croix County courtroom Wednesday morning, where family and friends of those stabbed in the river attack are making victim impact statements. First up was Schumann's mother, Alina Hernandez, who described Isaac as a mother's dream, a kind, sensitive, talented human being who stepped in when he saw others in danger. Okay. I'm just going to pause for a minute here on this, because, look, there was a group of rabid teenagers who were high on testosterone attacking a middle-aged man who was looking for his cell phone, and he had a knife in his pocket, and he felt very threatened. And you know what? I don't know that I would have done a whole lot different if I were Nikolai Mew.
Can I be a horrific devil's advocate here?
Go for it.
You know I love you, right?
Of course.
How is this any different than Ashley Benefield?
It's, there's a lot of similarities here. There is a lot of differences too, because we're talking about Ashley Benefield having previous trauma from these people, or from her ex or from her dead husband, and that playing into this. This would be like an immediate trauma of being surrounded by a bunch of rabid teenagers who are taunting you and are physically attacking you. Physically attacking him. So there is some differences here. And you have a knife in your pocket? Yeah, you're going to fucking pull it out if you're being attacked by a pack of teenagers that are dumb as fuck and don't know what they're doing and could easily kill somebody, but they'd have no idea that they did it until they actually did it, considering all the stories that we've seen in life of dumbass teenagers attacking and killing people. And then, we didn't know that. So I don't...
You see what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Good people can be put in bad situations and the worst in them can come out. So I think, he may be a lovely child, but he got into groupthink with the rest of these people. And I don't know if this kid even attacked anybody. He might have just been there as a bystander and Nikolai was just kind of stabbing at the fucking air and that's what he hit. But the whole thing was a clusterfuck. Number one, none of this would have happened had those kids not confronted him the way that they did. So honestly, the blame, in my opinion, goes on the fucking kids initially. You went after this guy, started calling him a fucking pedophile and all sorts of shit. And then you physically attack him. And then he defends himself and people die and he's at fault. Fuck you.
No, it's a good point because none of this should have happened. It's one thing to have, somebody acting like an asshole and you just go, God, what a prick. And you just move about your business. This escalated and it didn't need to. There wasn't any pedophilia going on.
And it was
the guy
escalated,
was looking for his cell phone.
And it was escalated by the kids.
Yes. If they had just shut up gone about their business,
but
everybody'd be alive.
But no, they wanted to make it into a big fucking deal. I think had this happened 20 years ago on the Apple River when I was on the fucking Apple River and I was out, because I know you've been out there too.
Yep.
And had I been out there and some, middle-aged guy came over and was looking for his phone. I mean, granted, we didn't have that at the time, but say someone's looking for something. I dropped my
watch.
They're
looking for their cooler for their beer.
You know what I would do? How can I help you?
Yeah.
How can I help you look? Not, you fucking pedophile. You're coming over here staring at my girlfriend's tits or whatever the fuck they're saying.
Yep.
No, he's just a guy looking for his fucking phone, you fucking morons. And you're going to escalate this shit, and then you physically attack the man, and he stands up for himself, and now he's going to jail? No, I'm sorry. You all got this dumbass Lord of the Flies fucking mentality, and you attack this man, and he tried to defend himself because he did feel his life might be in danger. He didn't know these people, and they're calling him a pedophile and this and that, and they already have this thing in their mind that he's this fucking monster, and he's obviously nothing of that sort. And he does happen to have the knife in his pocket and he explained why it was there. And I, in my opinion, it was a very reasonable reason why he did have it in his pocket. He didn't go grab the knife. Go, let me go fucking stab these kids over on the side of the riverbank. It was from cutting a rope earlier in the day and it was still there. Fuck. How many times have you done something where you're like, oh shit, I didn't realize that was in my pocket. And that's called life. That's called experience in life. And you have experience in life too when you're accosted by a bunch of rabid fucking teenagers and you see how rabid these kids can be today because they don't have any sort of fucking parental overview. And there were parents even here too who didn't step in, which I think was just fucking insane. This case drives me nuts because I think it was a horrible thing. He clearly regrets it. And let's play a bit of that. We've heard so many sentencings where there's victim impact statements made and then the actual person who's being sentenced makes their impact or makes their statement. And it's just, it falls on deaf ears because it's bullshit. This man, I 1000% believe is sincere and honestly should be a free man today. He thought his life was in danger and he stood up for himself. Fuck, this is another one too, where had this shit like happen in Florida or something and it's stand your ground, you wouldn't be having this conversation. But it happened in Wisconsin. Let's take a listen.
All right. Dear parents, family, and friends of Isaac,
He's trying to gain his composure.
I would like to start by letting you know how deeply sorrow I have been. I am, and I will always be, for the real fact that Isaac is not with you anymore, and that I was directly involved in his very tragic and unimaginable death at such an early age. I never meant for this tragedy to occur. My soul is broken. My heart is very heavy. And I will never be the same carrying such a heavy burden and sorrow. I pray to God for forgiveness, compassion, and love for everyone affected directly and indirectly by the outcome of this tragic event. I'm hoping that you appreciate how much I'm sorry for the outcome of those events. I'm very sorry.
We'll have that marked as Exhibit 3, Judge.
And they have him fucking like chained up like Hannibal Lecter too, which I think is utterly fucking ridiculous. He's got ankle bracelets on. His hands are cuffed together. This is not a threat to fucking humanity. I've seen there's been cases where you have people who are like, look at fucking Koberger. Look at other things. Like literally you have fucking monsters out there.
Right.
People have been convicted of horrible shit. And this guy is put the fucking mask on him and you have Hannibal Lecter. Like, this is not that. It's just such a fucking injustice. It blows my mind. Anyway. Back to mom talking about Isaac. He stole Isaac's life and he stole my life, Hernandez told the courtroom. I think about him constantly and the way his life was taken. Isaac didn't die in an accident. He was murdered by a monster. No, he wasn't. He wasn't murdered by a monster. Your son made stupid choices being a stupid young man, and the consequences of that came his way. Now, should they have happened the way they did? No, but hey, I guess don't confront fucking strangers and call them pedophiles and physically assault them. That might be not a good idea. I hope that monster suffers as much as I do every day until he goes to hell.
Oh, my.
Okay. Well, I get it. If you're a parent, your child dies, I'd be pretty fucking angry, too. But it also doesn't come in context, and you're not going to be seeing things in any sort of light of reality either.
Well, and that's the thing. She's clouded by the loss of a child. I get that. But when you step back and take a look at what the situation was, it's very, it just feels different to me. It's just, this was a horrible situation. And like you had mentioned, it turned into a Lord of the Flies. It escalated. It didn't need to. There wasn't a risk to anybody's life until there was, and it was initiated by the kids.
Yeah. And that's the reality, but nobody wants to take responsibility. No one wants to say their kids were in the wrong here. Right. And you know what? 99% of the time in situations like that, it's usually the kids that are in the fucking wrong because they're kids and they're dumb. And we all were dumb and young at one point. But the thing is, there's no restraints on some of these kids. And ultimately, that goes back to the parents and their shitty parenting. That they never taught their kids, hey, you know, have some respect here. Just, you know, you don't need to go to that fucking extreme because you go there and, you know, shit can happen. And shit happened. Schulman's sister, Alexis Hernandez-Lang, had both District Attorney Carl Anderson and the defendant tearing up during her statement describing Isaac's lost promise. He had brains and dreams and looks, and it seemed like nothing could stop him except for the defendant, she said. To continue going forward in my healing, I need to know the defendant, and I will not share the same air beyond today. And I ask for the highest sentence. That's lovely. Could be slightly more dramatic. Stabbing victim A.J. Martin described embarking on a day of family members and friends he hadn't seen in years and ended up with lifelong trauma and scars that wouldn't heal after the near-fatal encounter with Mew. They're making him out like he's like this fucking madman in the fucking river just going around stabbing people.
Yeah. I don't think he set out to grab an inner tube, hop on the Apple River, and go, I'm going to fuck up some people. That no! wasn't what he planned to do.
He was a professional. He had a life. He had this is, but it's amazing what people can conjure up in their minds and tell themselves to justify their own stupid behavior that, oh, this is the consequences of attacking a random person on the river who's looking for their phone. I was gutted and died for over 9 minutes that day over two separate times, Martin recalled. We went over there to help the teens and I almost died for it. This was without a doubt the worst day of my life. Riley Madison, who was also stabbed in the violent meeting with Mew, told the court via Zoom that she is unable to go out in public without having severe panic attacks. She described a growing sense of isolation and low energy that impacts her every day. In summary, being stabbed by Nick Mew has turned my life upside down, Mortensen concluded. After listening to statements of the victims, Mew stood and addressed the court while choking back sobs and called the incident tragic and unimaginable, which we just obviously heard there. Mew was on the Apple River with his wife and a group of friends when they encountered the group of younger tubers that included Schumann. During the trial, both prosecutors and defense attorneys described the incident as alcohol-fueled. Let's not mention that, too. The kids are drunk. They're underage. Kids are, and they're being provided the booze by the parents, by the way. But we don't like to point out these obvious little issues here. I mean, because it is Wisconsin, and of course.
I was just going to say, that's a Wisconsin thing. You can provide alcohol for your kids, even though they're underage.
You can. You certainly can. I went out to dinner many times in high school with my parents. And yeah, I had a couple cocktails at dinner. Why? Because it's legal in Wisconsin. And it's a normal, oh, yeah. and the rest of the world are like, what? Yeah. Parents can feed their kids as many cocktails as they want, like from what, the age of like 12 or 13? It's something, it's a weird law too, because it goes from like 12 or 13 to like 18. And then technically the law states from 18 to 21, you can't.
How weird is that?
It makes no sense at all. Nobody follows it. It's not enforced. Wisconsin's its own culture. It's kind of like Germany. In many ways.
It is. Where, it's one of the drunkest states in the union.
It is the drunkest state in the union. Yeah.
Huge issue with drunk driving here. And yet the laws just permit so much of it. There's drinking at church events.
You don't realize how pervasive alcoholism is until you leave that state.
Yeah.
And then you go back to that state and you're like, oh my God, this state like doesn't give a fuck about alcoholism. It's just like a way of life.
It is a way of life here. Absolutely.
And nobody, it's not like other places where it's like, you really need some help. There it's like, you need another one. How about two for one? How about double bubble? You want to come in? We're going to give you two drinks for the price of one.
Tony, there's a big slogan, and I know you've heard of it.
Drink Wisconsinably.
Drink Wisconsinably.
Yeah.
Sums it up.
As I sit here while having a cocktail during my recording.
Well, that's a whole different story. You're almost on vacation.
That's true. This is the very last shows I'm doing before I'm going on vacation. So I'm like, it's the end of my work week. Mew claimed that he was looking for a friend's lost phone when he walked up to the group of younger tubers. Video from the river captured the teens yelling, accusing Mew of looking for little girls. And the conflict quickly escalated. A third group became involved in the escalating altercation. Madison Cohen and Riley Madison stood close to Mew in the video, and Mew said he pushed Cohen away from his face. Yeah, because these fucking kids were getting up in his face and calling him a child predator.
Which was not, they don't know anything about him. He wasn't doing anything.
He's like, I'm looking for my phone. You look at my girl's tits. You look at it like, and... Yeah. others who were there say Mew actually punched Cohen in the face. Several witnesses testified to seeing the interaction of hearing shouts of, "He hit that girl!" And then additional people gathered around the group, including stabbing victims Tony and Dante Carlson. Immediately after the initial conflict, the defense says the groups of teens converged, pushing Mew backward into the water and taunting him with names such as raper and pedophile. Once Mew stood up in the water, he took out his knife, as seen in the video. Several witnesses said they didn't realize he had a weapon until after he started swinging. Yeah, it's hard to see until you like realize people are being stabbed. But it's pretty clear that these teens came up and fucking attacked the guy. Well, Mew's defense team said he feared for his life during the encounter and swung his knife in self-defense. The state insisted he had multiple opportunities to walk away and de-escalate the situation. Did he, though, or would they have just followed him? And when you're in the heat of that moment and people are attacking you, you don't know what the fuck to do. And yeah, this is a prime example where it kind of does go back to the Ashley Benefield situation. Heat of the moment, you're basing things on conditioning, you're basing things on your perspective, and bad decisions can be made by good people.
Yeah.
District Attorney Anderson said the video was important in gaining the convictions, but as crucial as what Mew did, washing and discarding the knife on the riverbank, walking and not running back to his group, and not saying a word to them about what just happened. The DA said Mew's lie about the boys pulling knives at him showed he understood the consequences of his actions and knew they weren't committed to self-defense. He wasn't afraid. He was angry, Anderson said. And he probably did realize the fucking gravity of what he did, but he was going to try and walk away from that shit and hopefully get the fuck out of there and not be held accountable for it. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't look very good. But I think once we saw all this in court, I'm sorry. This is not a fucking monster. This is not a murderer.
Mm-mm.
This isn't a guy who deserves to spend 20 years in jail. This is a victim of being attacked by rabid fucking drunk teens and trying to defend himself. And yes, somebody died. Here's the thought. You know, it's cause and effect. Consequences to actions. You take the action of attacking a stranger on the lake and start calling him a pedophile, and you get up in his face and he's just looking for a phone, and then he pushes you away, then you attack him more. You have to consider he may have a weapon and he will defend himself. He's not just gonna go, "You're right, guys, I'm a pedophile, see you later." I don't know what else you'd really expect out of somebody. I mean, you could turn around and run. I mean, he could have done that, I guess. But when you're caught in that moment, you're just so like taken aback by, why the fuck would somebody say that to me? Like, what's going on here?
Well, and they were filming, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't this, I guess there might be a mindset of, hey, if there's something interesting going on, make sure you get it on video, because yeah, we could profit off of it. We could put it on TikTok. Exactly. It could be a thing.
No, exactly.
It's a weird, weird world that we live in where people pull out their phones during really horrific things instead of
helping.
Why don't you go to the basement? The tornado was ripping your house apart. No, I got to film that.
Or how about learn how to de-escalate things and not escalate things? Yep. Considering there were parents around, which I think there's a huge responsibility on them. Learn how to de-escalate, not over-escalate. And we're in a world where everyone is ready just to over-escalate everything and be the extreme victim on anything and everything, rather than like, look, people are people. We're just living our lives together. Not everybody's like trying to attack each other. But these kids clearly wanted to make this guy out to be a pedophile. So they started doing it. They started attacking him for no reason. And he stood up for himself. I think this is a huge miscarriage of justice. And I honestly hope that, you know, these people that are surviving members of this, I hope karma comes for them at some point in time. I don't know how or what, but this is not right at all. And I think this is a very fucked up verdict for what actually took place there.
Yep, I agree.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.